This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Friday, March 22nd. Well, the cattle market gets a bit of a boost from hogs in Thursday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was rising. That overflow buying from the hogs is really helping the beef market as well. Interesting, the cash cattle is very slow, but live cattle is really getting a lot of help from that hog side. The cattle supply issues are the main focus right now, and it seems that the momentum is just driving this market higher. The bulls are really in charge here and continue to push higher. Interestingly enough, it's just so difficult to pick the top as we're starting to move into the middle of March here. That's why the feeders were also higher, and they were higher even more than the live cattle. So the bullish on feed report is expected for this Friday, and that winter storm fallout looks like it could be very significant. And I think at that point, along with a strong demand, we're going to see prices start to inch up or start to break through some of those resistance numbers.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 1 3/4 at 465. May corn was up 4 3/4 at 375.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hardbread winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were up 3, ranging from 622 to 637. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were down 0.25, ranging from 681.25 to 696.25. Live cattle for April were up 32.5 cents at 130.20. March feeder cattle were up 52.5 cents at 143.05. And March Class 3 milk was up 9 cents at 1503.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.